Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, guys, what's up, and welcome back to another great episode of the Zompire Hour. And this is Poe coming to you live, and live tonight with the Queen. But the thing is, I just made the show, and for some damn reason, it's not giving me a guest call-in number. So I don't know what the hell's up with that. But we're going to try one thing. I'm going to try to get this link, like, put on Facebook real quick, and maybe that'll give me, like, the number to call in. I don't know right now. But let's try it out. Hold up. Hold up. I don't know why, like, I just scheduled it. Like, they said that I'd schedule a show. Like, dude, how did I not schedule a show? This is more. Scheduled. Okay, so let's just see if I can get the number somehow. I don't know why sometimes it does this stupid thing where it tells me there's no call-in number. It's like, dude, this should always be a freaking call-in number. But we're live. We try to do it on Anchor and it wasn't working. It's like, what the hell, man? Really? Okay. I don't know if it would be the same number or what. But maybe like this whole the link gives you the number. I'm hoping that it gives you the call number as well. If not, then it's just going to be a number to call in. This is more like a test show. I'm probably going to shut this down and then come back because, yeah, it's being a hoe. The damn show is being a hoe because it's not giving me numbers to call. I don't know, man. None of the networks are working. I mean, it's working, but it's like not giving me the number, you know, so that we can get people to call in. Let's see. I think this is just a link, guys. Maybe if I click it, it'll give me the number. I'm not saying any guarantees, but I think from there I could get the number because I've done it before. Oh, there's the damn number. Okay. Okay, let me just tell her I sent it to Messenger. Okay, we might be able to do the show. Okay, guys. So, there's always a way to get the number, I think. I'll send it on Messenger, but then I'll also send it on, whatchamacallit. I could send it on, text. So let me go ahead and text it to the Queen. Okay. Because I'm getting a little sleepy. I should go get some more coffee. Oh, yeah, if you guys want to call in, it's 563-999. 3562. If you guys are listening live, I don't think you guys are, but if you are, that's what it is, 563-999-3562 if you want to call in and join on the Zompire Hour. So, for now, we're just going to be live. So, yeah, we're live. And full effect, and yeah, so check us out, and I'm going back to the switchboard. All right, guys, so we're live. We're going to be on for the next 30 minutes. I found a way to get the number because, you know, we're back, and you can check our new shows out on Anchor. We're probably just going to record them live here, so if you guys want to call in, you can. If you don't, then that sucks, but you guys should still call in. Yeah. So we're going to be back. We're going to be talking about a lot of good topics like weed stocks and magical trees planted, the moon, the universe, music, just a lot of topics. But today we're probably just going to tell you about what the new shows are going to be about. And we're going to be playing your guys' music, that's for sure. So all you new, like, singers or rap stars out there, independent underground people, just send us your SoundCloud link and we'll get you played on here. Also, I don't know, like, a lot of cool stuff coming. Stay positive, guys. But yeah, Anchor's cool. As soon as we get that thing to work, we're going to definitely, like, be doing shows on there. But right now, we're just trying to work out the bugs. Like, it was hard to just get the show started. Like, I did one show by myself on there, but then when we tried to get both of us on, it was a little hard. So, yeah, that's pretty much what happened. Other than that, though, we'll probably be doing more live shows here on Blog Talk. For now, I'm probably going to make a new page, though, just for the Zompire Hour on Blog Talk, because this page, I just had a lot of old shows from back in the day, just like other stuff I did. So I think we're just going to do like a new page on Blog Talk and then do the live shows and then just upload them to Anchor and then put commercials on them over there and distribute it everywhere, the universe, and talk about a lot of different stuff. Yeah, pretty much what's going to happen. But thank you for joining us right now in the Zompire Hour. We're still live. We're going to be on for like the next 22 minutes. So, yeah, like I said, send us your music. Send us or call into the show to say what's up and tell us what you got going on with your music or just to say what's up. Let us know what you think about the topics that we're talking about on here. The show's all rated R on here. And we can curse. I'm not sure what the rules are on Anchor, so I don't know. We're still going to curse on both shows, whether it's here or Anchor, because freedom of speech, bitches. I'm just kidding. Hey, I think the queen's on. Or who's this? I think it's the queen. Is it the queen?
All right.
Hi, queen. Is this the
crazy
queen?
Yes, I am. It sure is.
Hey, hi, queen. Welcome to the show. Hey, we got it to work finally. Hi, Tom. I'm here. Hi, queen.
Oh, you did?
Hey.
Oh, yes, we did. We did.
We're back. The Zompire Hour is back. I was just telling them, like, how we're going to have the shows on Anchor. But we're probably going to record them here, but then upload them. Unless we can get it to work. I don't know why it didn't work, right? It was tripping tonight.
Yeah, it was. It really was.
Yeah, it was tripping. But hey, like, I know there's always a way to make it work, no matter what.
Yeah.
Plus I'm sure. Anchor is cool because because people can call in and they can tell us what they think and stuff like that, so we can do that too. Yeah, Clayton,
yeah.
What's been going on with your magical trees?
Oh, that. They are
yeah.
so incredible, I swear.
I know. I've been seeing the pictures when they were little babies, and now they're growing so big. And I'm like, oh my God, they look
so magical.
I'm surprised.
I'm really surprised that the green apple tree, the one with the new branches, that tree there is doing very well for it being moved, you know, because I moved it next to that other little one. So I am very, 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 very anxious to see what turns out to come, you know, out of that tree.
Hell yeah, queen, me too. Me too.
They're starting to look really awesome.
Yeah. I know. They look so magical. And like, they're growing so fast. I thought it was like the only other day they were so tiny. And now they're like.
I know, right?
So big. Like, they're growing.
Yeah.
And
I'm
like, whoa.
I believe also that the tree that's next to those, you know, I'm not sure if it's an orange tree, that one. You know how it gave out these fruits, right? And they're really green still. Well, now they're starting to get some color. I'm not sure if it's yellow or if it's going to be orange. So probably by the end of this month, they'll be, you know, we'll see what they are finally. But they're going to be medicated also.
I know. It's like medicated weed apples. I can't wait. I wanna bite them and then, like, try them and see what happens. It's like... Oh my God, you have the best trees, queen. I want this tree. I wish I had trees like that. I have trees
over
here, but
I've never seen a tree ever like that.
Me either.
Ever.
In my whole life. And I've seen a lot of trees, and I have trees in my yard, but not like that. They're just, we got a peach tree and a fig tree, lemon tree, avocado tree. I think that's it, but like we have a few trees. Yeah.
Well, yeah, the olive tree we have there also, it's pretty awesome. It has a lot of
olives on it.
I love olives. It's so magical. I think nature is, like, so magical, and more people should, like, really connect with nature, because it's, like, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just magical. Like, I love being with the trees and the plants and just everything, and the animals flying, like, the hummingbirds and the butterflies and the dragonflies and just all the... Under the moon and just all that energy. It just heals your soul. Yeah, I think it's
important. You should see the moon right now. I mean, can you hear the crickets in the background? I'm outside.
I love
right
the crickets. The crickets, they sing. They're like, meow, meow, meow. Yeah.
They sing pretty annoying.
Well, like when they get too loud, when it's a couple of them and it's quiet, it's cool. But when it's loud, it's like, oh, God.
Yeah, but they're real loud right now. They, like, know that I'm on here. So, like, yeah, let's be loud.
Yeah, like, we want to get on the mic, too.
Right?
They want to be on the show.
We want all those crickets out there to hear us.
And they're like Poe was saying on Facebook to send us their music. And then so now the crickets are like, we'll be the music. Oh my God, I'm not even faded, but I feel silly today. I just drank coffee. I wish I had a beer though. A beer would be tonight. But...
I feel great right now. I feel fabulous.
That's magical, Queen. I'm so happy. See, that's the way I like to feel. Fabulous and magical and wonderful. Yeah, that's what the Zone Power Hour is about. It's the hour where it's nighttime and we feel great. There's beers and medicated plants and magical trees.
Medication.
Straight up medication and like beer medication as well. I'm like, yeah, it's just everything's been fabulous. That's what I love. Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting medicated
and,
as we speak.
Getting medicated, that's what it's about, you know? And, like, yeah, that's what I want to talk about on the show, too, Queen, is, like, people should relax more and feel more magical and connect
know,
with nature
right?
and just...
Yes,
yeah, because I notice people are always fighting about stupid stuff like politics or just dumb shit, and I tell people, look, life is too short to, like, talk about that shit. We should really just be, like, smoking weed and drinking a beer under the moon and just chilling and let your mind float to like High Brazil. Yeah, High Brazil or like wherever you want to go. Kepler, one.
Right.
Kepler. I want to be
Kepler
in like
Kepler
another galaxy. Yeah, Kepler 186. Yeah, because like the universe is so big and people are dying talking about little things. I'm like, man, there is a day there's so many stars and planets. And like fabulous things out there. I mean, the moon in itself is super fabulous.
And imagine
I tell people,
if the planets
well,
were so visible like the moon. Like if they were so, visible.
Oh, I know. I know, right? Queen, didn't like this month and last month they had the retrograde where like Mercury was like super close to the moon and to the Earth. And, like, it was affecting a lot of stuff down here. I don't know. Like, I was telling my tia, I was like, I feel very sleepy and, like, so sleepy these days. What's wrong? And she's like, oh, that's
I
because
know,
right?
the girls.
Yeah, she was
me
telling
too.
Me it was because of the retrograde, because the Mercury was hella close. So it's like, even if you slept a lot, you were still going to be sleepy. And I was like, yeah, it's a trip. I was like, I slept and I took a nap and we went out to pizza and I was falling asleep in the car. I was like, I don't know. I slept the whole day. I slept another nap. And she's like, it's the retrograde. And I was like, hey, Lord,
I feel
like
gravity is cooling me down,
Yeah, that's how I felt, like gravity. And like my eyes were getting heavy and I was just yawning. I'm like, but then I drank a beer and I felt hydrated. Yeah, because when I went for pizza, I had, like, this beer that's really strong, and I'm like, okay, I'm up again. But then it wore off, and I'm like, okay, night-night.
So,
yeah, Queen,
really
we're going to have...
Fun. I got medicated, you know, and then I felt uplifted again. But, recently I was feeling really, 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 like, exhausted.
Yeah, me too. I've been feeling like that. But, like, then these days, I think I'm feeling better. I try to get up and, like, take a shower right away and then leave the house because I know if I just stay sitting down, I'm going to get more sleepy. If I get back in the bed, I'm going to sleep the whole day like a cat. And you know how I am about that. that we like pulled all the way. I'll be like on Facebook and I'm like, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I was like, good morning, everyone. It's already past noon. Wow.
Good morning, like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They're like, morning.
And I'm like, good morning, guys. Yeah.
They're like, you mean afternoon?
Afternoon, yeah. I always tell people my afternoons are other people's mornings. Or my mornings are other people's afternoons. Because I'm a silly cat. I'm crazy. Hey, that's nothing. Yeah, so we'll be talking about a lot of cool stuff, guys, on the new shows. Music, the universe, plants, the trees. There's all kinds of topics. And we'll try to have, like, specific topics, too. Like, I was thinking one topic I was going to try to say. I mean, we could have people call in. It's like, remember, we're talking about, do you think a guy and a girl could just be friends? Or
right.
Is it possible in this world? You know,
yes,
I think it is.
I mean, look at us.
I know, look at
we're
us, right?
For
but
a
I
long
mean, most
time
of the people
yeah.
are always trying to make it weird. Like, wait, whether it's the girl or the guy, they always sooner or later try to make it weird. Except with us, we were always cool friends for like almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
But I mean, most other people always try to, like, I don't know, like, and then if you don't want to go along with what they say, they'll just be like, I don't want to talk to you no more. It's weird. Like, why? I don't know. Like, maybe we'll start that show today. But we're going to have that show, guys, and we want you guys to call in and give us your honest opinion.
Right.
Don't hold back.
Yeah.
Right, Queen? I think it's possible. I can be friends, you know, and just be friends and be cool with it because I'm a cat. You know, so I'm just a loving, magical person, you know, mixed with a cat. So, but I mean... Yeah, so, and I always thought, whenever you do, like, even high school, if you became friends with a girl, she would say, so, are we going to, like, be together now or something? You know, it always came up, and no one could just be friends. Yeah, everyone would always, like, make it that, or if you were friends with a girl in school, they'd be like, you guys are married. I'm like,
you guys are doing stuff.
I know, everyone would start talking shit, and it was so stupid. You could be just friends, like, playing ball. Like, you know, you guys would play, like, whatever, the kickball or, like, with a rubber ball, like, you know, where you're kids, and you'd play every day. And just because you guys were cool with each other, people would be like, you guys are married. And then, like, when people would say stuff like that, the girl would be like, oh, I don't know, they're talking shit, so I don't want to be your friend no more. Like, stupid people always have to ruin people's friendships, you know? Yeah. People are like,
yeah.
They trivia. But you know,
and they call us weird. Now those are
I know, right? I'm crazy and I'm weird, but like in a magical way, a creative way. I'm like the Mad Hatter, you know, from Alice in Wonderland. Yeah, like that. That's how we. I'd be telling them, why is it raving like a writing desk? But yeah, so we're going to have a lot of topics like that, guys, coming up. But we want you guys to call in and tell us what you really think. About different topics.
Yeah. Can a boy and a girl, or a man or a woman, be just friends?
Yeah, like straight up friends, like just straight up friends. And like, do you think it's possible in the modern age, or do they always have to try to make it weird, which most of them do? And that's why it's hard to have like male and female friends because like they always start tripping, or like if a girl has a lot of guy friends, some of them start getting jealous of the other ones, and it's very weird.
Ugh.
Because
right?
If they're all just friends, no one should be tripping. You know, I don't get away. You know, or vice versa. If a guy has a lot of female friends, some of them will get jealous for no reason, and that doesn't make no sense to me. I've always thought I think people should just be friends as human beings because we all have souls, and that's what really counts. Is the soul, what you have inside your heart and your soul. That's what makes it more magical than just like the physical. But I think in the world, a lot of people, they concentrate on the physical more. And that's what messes things up sometimes. But not me. I look at the person's heart, people's hearts, souls. And like, if that's fantabulous, then we're cool, you know. And I love that. Like,
right? Because somebody can be beautiful on the outside and the exterior, just looking beautiful, but yet be very ugly inside like big time.
Oh yeah, they could be like straight up evil and like trick people.
Malicious and whatnot.
Like have a very evil heart, yeah. And there could be someone that you might think is not like a supermodel, but they could have the coolest heart in the world. Yeah, they could be like the coolest person. Like, yeah, like be your friend, and they would like have your back no matter what. Like, yeah, as I always tell people, like I have friends, any kind of friend, like if a person's cool, I'm friends with them, you know. no matter like how they look or if they're famous or not. I don't care about that.
It's a soul
that has a magical soul. Yeah. Magical soul. So that's our message for today, guys. We want to tell you guys the soul is what matters. And the heart more than just the outside. Because the outside, they can trick you. They can be deceptive. But you know, there's people that are beautiful inside and out. So like that's also another thing. They got a good heart and soul. Yeah. And they're magical on the outside. It's all good. Yeah. And cats though are always cute no matter what. That's what they
Oh
do
my
say.
God, no way.
Oh yeah, Queen,
my cat's
talk
so
about
adorable.
The new cat.
She's so cute. She's so adorable.
What's her name again? Maze?
Yeah, her name's Maze. And she's so cute. She's so adorable,
I
swear. She's really smart and very observant, like, you know,
I can
I'll
tell.
Have her right there. She watches every single step that you do. And then her and Bailey are starting to get along.
Oh,
you know,
I'm happy.
So, yeah.
That's so magical.
Bailey, my big old baby, she gets jealous. But right now, you know, I'm trying to, well, the kitty's in the cage, right? You know, because I'm not going to leave Bailey outside with this temperature, you know, just because the kitty's inside. Like, you know, what I mean? And then I want Bailey to feel, like, neglected because, after all, she does have feelings also, and she's really smart.
Yeah, Bailey's awesome
because
Bailey protects you. You know, Bailey protects you.
I know.
So she's special.
Man, I can scream out or I can feel. If I feel some type of feeling that is not good, you know, if I feel like threatened or scared or something like that, or even sick, she'll like barge in to see if I'm okay. She's so crazy.
Oh, that's magical. That's like such a like magical connection. You know, it's like kind of like spiritual connection, right? And like, yeah, she can feel
it's
what you're
awesome.
Feeling.
The way she knows, and then I know, I feel that I know what she wants, you know, what she wants. Like, I feel like
Aww.
We can communicate somehow.
Yeah, I feel the same way, Queen. Like, especially with cats, I feel like when I'm around cats, like, they, I don't know, they can feel my energy and I feel theirs. That's why I say I'm a cat, because I feel like cats a lot. And the cats always like to be around me. I have so many in my yard. I get black cats. And gray cats, and one that's fat and orange, like Garfield, and one of them even sleeps on my porch. He just kicks it here. I'm like, yeah, dude, you can sleep here, like, because you're a cat, and I'm a cat, and, you know.
That's all the cats together.
Yeah, because cats love to be around me, and I love to be around them. Cats always like to come around me, and I'm like, yeah, it's like, I know that the cats, they have this connection with me, so, and my mom says, the cats always want to be around the house. I know, they like to be here because I'm here. They know I'm their friend.
You know, cats are very, 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 like, protected and adored in Egypt, like, long ago.
Oh, yeah, because they always believed that the cats were magical and that the cats had the magical healing power, especially when they rub on you and they purr. The purrs let out this energy. But even if they hug you or they, like, jump on you, that's already healing you. But if they purr, I think
they're
supposed to do something. But
when they're purring right there next to you, they're helping you heal.
That's the healing power.
They're helping heal you. It's so awesome.
And that's why
I never knew that
really
until recently.
I think I read it like a long time ago, but when we started talking about the cats, then I remembered. And then you told me the thing how like a king in Egypt thought he was a cat, and I thought that was awesome.
Oh yeah.
You know. That's so magical.
I read about
and
that.
Like and then I want to be like, so all the people that want to make fun of me because I say I'm a cat, I was like, well, you know, I'm not the first one in history that ancient kings
really?
Believed to be cats. So maybe I just feel the same way. I mean, the same kind of vibe as the old pharaohs, yeah. No, cats are just like, oh my God, I love cats. It's like, yeah, the world wouldn't be the same without the cats. We need more cats. Because if everyone had cats around them, I think the world would heal, and we'd get all the cats purring around everyone, and like, yeah, I'd tell you, magical. Yeah, I hear the dogs now, though, barking.
I know.
Everybody wants to be on the show, but it's good. We got to have animals on the show, the crickets, the dogs, the kitties, everybody out here.
Yeah,
they're going to be the first guests.
You know, the Egyptians worshipped cats. They were praised.
Yeah.
you know, for killing venomous snakes and protecting the pharaohs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because cats will, they'll fight for you. Like, if, let's say a tarantula or a snake wants to get close to you, the cat will jump on it and attack it. Because I remember my mom, she said when they lived in Mexico, that there was a tarantula trying to go where she was, and it was at night, and so the cat would jump on the tarantula and stop the tarantula. So a cat will fight for you when you're in danger. Yeah, they'll hella protect you against, like, other stuff, you know, because they can fight. Cats, they can fight with their claws and their teeth, but yeah, they're pretty they can be powerful, but they'll fight for you. Yeah, that's why I love cats. But and a long time ago, a cat scratched me, but it was a wild cat. And I think when that cat scratched me, that's when I turned into a cat. I just didn't know it. You know how Spider-Man got bit by the spider? Why I got scratched by the cat? Catman. No, just kidding. But that's
my little story.
But I'll be telling, like, funny, crazy stories on the show. So that's what I'm going to do, like, real life stuff. Yeah. And the cat was born. But,
silly Keely.
Yeah, I gotta do the cat. I know, so silly. But that's another thing I want to say for the show. You guys, don't be scared to be yourself, because, you know,
right?
That's the best thing we could do, is be ourselves and magical. We don't have to be what the world wants us to be, because the world wants us to be a certain way. But I say, I don't care what the world says, because it's my
right?
world now. Yeah. That's what I'll say. Yeah,
we're
Queen,
taking
so
over.
It's gonna be awesome. Yeah, we're taking over Blog Talk and Anchor. Yep. So, guys, be on the lookout for the new shows. We're going to be putting these on Anchor. They're going to think I'm crazy, but I don't care. That's the whole thing, is I want to be myself on these shows. I'm very crazy.
Right?
So, and I'm not even faded tonight. If you thought, guys, thought this was crazy, wait till I get drunk and come on here. Probably this week. Yeah. Well, I'm trying not to drink that much.
He wants my attention.
Aw, poor baby. Is it Bailey?
It's the neighbor's dog.
Aww.
What's up?
Yippee.
Aww. She'll be like, whoa, whoa.
Aww, poor baby. Yeah. I love animals, though. I should get a cat. I've been telling my mom I want to get a cat, but she said no, because there's too much hair, like, flying in the house. And I'm like, well, it's going to stay with me, so... But I think there's some that don't throw hairs. There's certain ones. So I just got to get one of those. You know?
Yeah, like a Bengal cat.
Yeah, like a Bengal cat. So I'm just going to get a special
yeah.
kind of cat. And, you know, it'll stay with me. I'll keep it with me most of the time, because I don't want it to run away. You know, and I don't think I would let it go out to the front. I would let it out to the back, but not the front, because, you know, in the front of the house, we have a lot of cars that pass by hella fast.
Oh, yeah.
Like our cat.
As soon as we put her down on the floor, she ran straight towards the car.
No.
Yeah, but we were able to get her, and, you know, we haven't taken her outside ever since.
Yeah, just be careful, because they don't know. They just run, and they don't know that there's cars coming. Poor babies. But I love cats. It's like, whenever I see a kitty in the street, I'm like, no, stop. Let it go. Because, you know, I tell people, never run over a cat. Bad luck.
Mm.
If you ever, yeah, I always stop for the cats. They're special, you know. I love cats. You know what would be awesome, Queen, but I'd be scared, is like to have like a tiger or like a big cat. But, like, you know,
I would love to have a big cat, like a Savannah cat.
Mm. Yeah, because Savannah cat's kind of like having a like a mini tiger, right? Or like a mini.
It's kind of having like a mini leopard.
Like a mini leopard, yeah. It's like the next best thing to actually having a tiger or something. There's some people that can have a tiger, but you have to know how to like communicate with them. They have to like really trust you, and you trust them. So I would love to have a big cat. That would be so
awesome.
That
is so true. I want a Savannah cat.
Me too. I want one. They're so cute. Like, when they grow up, like, when they get big, they look so cute. And, like, oh, my gosh. And they look so, like, magical. Yeah, that's how they look. Yeah, Queen.
Yeah, and it's
right,
crazy
Queen,
how, you know, like, there's cats. there's paintings of them, you know, like in the Egyptian, you know.
In the hieroglyphics, like inside their pyramids, right?
In the hieroglyphics, yeah. You'll see pictures of cats on there.
Yeah, and then there's, like, pictures of, like, the pharaohs or, like, the Egyptians with, like, you know, their head as a cat. You know, like, how they had different heads of animals. And
yeah.
And I was, like, they really, like, were connected to the animals, and they wanted to be cats. I know there was one cat that was mixed with, like, a wolf or something. He was named Anubis. Maybe we'll do a show talking about these different, like, Egyptian things. Hey, that's a good idea for a show. We'll talk about the ancient Egypt. And like all the cool stuff,
right.
Especially the cats. Yeah. Okay. See, this is what
it's
I wanted
so
to do.
Awesome.
The show.
It's so
awesome.
So
we can just talk
these,
about ideas.
Right. What these Egyptians used to think of them.
I know. Well, did you know why the Egyptians like really loved cats and the healing is because the Egyptians really believed a lot in magic. You know. Because you know back then they didn't really have science and technology as much
right.
as now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean they did. But they really believed in the imagination and like magic. And but it's true that the cats, now science proves that the purrs do heal you. So what they believed back then, now it's proving, you know, that it really does heal you. And back then they just thought it did. But they knew. They just knew, you know, because they were smart. They just, like, back then it was different. Now they're like, oh, well, science proves it, you know. I'm like, yeah, but they knew before the scientists, you know. So but I was like,
yeah, they were also science. Owned as a symbol of fertility. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Fertility, yep. That's true.
Because, you know, they can have up to, what, 9 cats or so? So.
Oh,
yeah.
They can have a lot of kittens. Kittens, I love kittens.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Women usually seated them under their chairs. No way. There's a picture right here of I'll send it to you. Of Egyptians,
okay,
you know,
send it to me.
Right there, and there's a kitty under one of the Egyptian women that's sitting there. It's crazy.
Oh,
yeah,
I
sent you the picture.
Send it to me. Yeah. Okay, Queen. So we got 11 minutes left in overtime. So like once it cuts off, then you'll know what happened. But maybe
all
like
right.
when it's like 5 minutes left. When 5 minutes left on the clock, we'll tell them, like, good night and, like, to look out for the new shows. But, yeah, we should do one show about ancient Egypt and then that other topic we said. Do people think a girl and a guy can be just friends in the modern world? Is it possible? And they should call in and tell us what they think. And we want girls and guys to both call in. That way we get to
right.
we get the opinions from both sides. Yeah, that'll make it more magical.
Yeah,
50-50. We'll be like, you guys... Yeah, because if it's just a bunch of guys calling, then it's just going to be one-sided. It'll be like, no, we need the woman's viewpoint on it, too. And
50-50.
Oh, yeah, and guys, when you guys call into the shows later, we're going to have magical prizes, like maybe a Bone Thug shirt or maybe a CD. We're going to have different things, different surprises, but that'll
yeah,
come later.
Yeah, be on the lookout.
Be on the lookout. They're giving me cool prizes, or I'll be giving away gift cards because I get free gift cards on my phone, and I just have to email it to whoever wins it. Yeah, so if you win, you get free gift cards.
That's fantabulous. So better call
in. I know, hey, free gift cards. Yeah, free gift cards, and also, yeah, just look out for the new stuff. And on Anchor, we're gonna be on all the sites like Spotify, Google, and Apple. It's gonna
yeah.
be fantabulous. Yeah.
I know,
year.
Right?
So,
and you know what's going to be even better? That they call because they get to talk to us.
Yeah, if you guys call in live, you get to talk to us live on the air. That's going to be fantabulous.
Yeah. That's not fantabulous, like, you know, getting to talk to the Queen and Poe.
I know, guys. You guys get to call in and talk to us. And if you have music, send it to us because we would love to play your music, especially if you're underground and independent and a new artist. Trying to get out there, then we'll help you to get your music heard. And yeah, just get out there in the universe because that's what we're going to do with the show. Oh, yeah, so we're going to record the shows on here and then we're going to upload them to Anchor. And then from there, they'll be out there floating in the universe.
Or we'll probably just have them on Anchor if we get it to work tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll try to get it to work tomorrow, and if we don't, we can just record them here and then upload them, because it says you could just, like, send the stuff you ever recorded, so that'd be cool. But hopefully we can get it to work, because then we could get guests on there. Once we figure out how to get it to work, then we could get people to like also join, and that'd be cool. Fabulous. Oh yeah, we saw some shows about video games and Mobile Legends, right, Queen?
Oh man, don't get me started with games.
We should do some gaming shows, and also especially Mobile Legends. We could probably do like a whole hour just about Mobile
Legends. I know. You know what? Mobile Legends, they should make a movie. Oh my God, that would be so awesome. Imagine Mobile Legends, the movie.
I want it.
That'd be so cool. I mean, those little clips that they show us every now and then are so awesome. I can only imagine they're going to make a movie.
It would be so fantabulous. But yeah, but they're going to have Vermas and Vixana for sure. And also,
all the characters. It'd be so awesome.
Yeah, just everyone should be in it. Like, everyone. And then,
I would want to play the role of Leslie or Maya.
Yeah, I think you would be perfect for Leslie or Maya. I think I could do, I could be Vermas. Because I really don't like the guy magicians on there. I think they're too nice, but he's like more dark. And I think I could be a good Pheromos. But it would take a lot of makeup to make my face look like clay. I mean, like, it's kind of like gray skin. Yeah, but they could do all that with computers now, you know. Make it look awesome. I just got to have like the staff.
That'd be so cool.
I would be Pheromos for sure. That would be so awesome. Yeah, that would be cool. Because the other guys, they're okay. Like, who else? There's Valir. She's good, but... And then Cyclops is cool. But I always thought, they don't really have, like, a real wizard type guy. And now they do. They're a wizard. And, like, so, yeah. Okay, well, we got 2 minutes left. What should we tell the people, Queen, before we leave?
Everybody, good night. Don't forget to tune in.
Good night, everyone. Much love. Be sure to tune in.
Make sure you go check out the moon.
Go look at the moon. And if you don't see it now, look out the window when you wake up later, like I did last night, and enjoy the moon because it's magical. And
yes.
Also, much love, everyone, and we'll be back tomorrow.
Much love.
Either on here or Anchor. But anyways, we're uploading this to Anchor. So much love, guys, and we'll be back.
Good night.
Tomorrow. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Well, good night. Good night.